was to give it a purpose that people could identify with besides its intrinsic value. Hence, the concept of developing the swath for recreation. I could not conceive of a way to create the corridor without the trail, nor the trail without a protected corridor. I was a conservationist first and a backpacker second. By the time I reached the top of the mountain, it was settled. I would backpack and scout the whole thing and create the route as I trekked it on its first through hike. In this way, I could be certain that the route was functional and safe. There would be thousands of miles with no trail, but I could hike those to identify where it should go. Well, I had no idea what to name it or how to get started. I only shared this vision with two other people. One of them was a founder of a national scenic trail. They told me not to bother because not only was it impossible to build, but it was just as impossible to hike. I didn't tell anyone else after that. Not because I was afraid of criticism, but who is going to invest love or guidance into an individual that may be gone for years? It was 2008, the year of the frog. True story. Chapter 1. Better get busy living your dream or get busy dying. 10 years later. Every morning I rose around 4 o'clock. After handling the particulars, I would begin assembling what I called my ninja suit. First was a base layer of black stretchy nylon and silk. My undergarments were close-fitting, as were my top and bottom tights and elastic socks. Next was a long-sleeve shirt, a pair of well-worn pants, and woolen socks. I then pulled over a fitted fleece top. Everything was black, including the finishing touches of top and bottom rainproof shells, a pair of gloves, a balaclava, beanie, shoes, goggles, and a helmet. By this juncture, I typically felt as if my body was on fire and had to quickly make my way outdoors to cool down. Then I would be off on my bike with studded tires to begin my morning commute to work. This winter, it was snowing almost every morning. I hadn't driven in a decade and preferred walking, skiing, and bike commuting. It was so quiet in the darkness before humans were awake. Early morning for me was a special time when I was allowed to be an animal before I had to put on my socialization mask for the day. I watched the sunrise every morning from the shoulder of a shield volcano and watched it set every evening from the same dome. I welcomed the sun to shine on my crisp, frozen cheeks. I offered prayers to the horizon before entering my work and starting a fire in the cook stove. I worked for a billionaire that owned a very large property in Central Oregon. I had to layer up, not just for the bike ride, but because I worked outside all day. During the summer, I managed a crew, and in the winter, I mostly worked alone. There was a time when the property was the biggest green space in Bend, Oregon. Now the land has been carved out and subdivided for million-dollar homes. Even the golf course on the Butte did not survive the cement trucks. These vast developments were being built on any piece of land possible within the county. The builders blasted and bulldozed the pines in order to create a large pad of dirt. I shouldn't have said the pines. What I meant to say was all of the pines and everything else, bar none. The volcanic shelf was impenetrable by most jackhammers, so the blasting was essential. I imagine people of the past would find it illogical, or at least amusing, that present-day humans are continuously blowing up their own habitat. After the entire area was churned to grated dirt, a few non-native juvenile trees were planted for aesthetic purposes. Of course, it was ironic, considering many of those moving to the area did so because of its natural beauty. They had come from every major city and suburb to live in the woods. The developers stayed one step ahead of them, destroying the forest so it would feel more like home when they arrived. I grew ever disillusioned with my own creation. My friends asked me to quit my job because they saw it was taking a toll on my body and my spirit. They call Bend poverty with a view, and I now knew what that meant. My schedule was to work 2 weeks straight without a day off, and sometimes the day